You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Most garbage is either burned or buried, but as the Earth's population keeps growing, it might be a good time to look for alternative methods. So on today's Underreported, we will find out about some unusual new proposals for reuse waste. And first, don't laugh, we'll talk about the possibility that dog and cat droppings can be converted into a valuable energy source. With me now is biowaste expert Will Brinton, director of Woods End Laboratories. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First of all, how much waste do American pets produce each year?
Well, this is one of these difficult-to-discover figures because it doesn't show up in any of the common tables. So we dug through lots of reports. We went to some engineering documents, and it looks like we are generating about 10 million tons a year in this country of cat and dog droppings.
How can dog and cat poop be turned into an energy resource?
Well, some studies in Europe by a few institutes have shown that these are among some of the highest energy waste products if you look at different kinds of manure products in terms of the potential to recover energy. And when I talk about energy, I mean converting it through digestion into methane and then using the methane to generate power and heat.
Well, is this actually being done anywhere in the world? You mentioned Europe. Is it being done there or in the United States, or is this right now just a theoretical concept?
Well, some laboratory studies have been done in Europe, and at least one city in Germany contacted me recently that they are actually collecting dog poop in digestible bags and throwing them into methane reactors. So we know some people are doing it, and now there's interest in this country in making sure that we actually get some projects underway.
But you're not suggesting I start collecting now.
Well, a lot of
my dog really would be a great supplier.
Yes, right. Dogs are very prolific.
So you mentioned methane. Is methane currently in use as an energy source in the United States?
Oh, it certainly is. Methane is being made on a lot of large farm operations that generate liquid manure. It's being made at wastewater treatment plants as well. But it hasn't caught on as part of the alternative energy strategy until quite recently.
Well, mostly I've heard about methane as a pollutant as a result of pig and cow manure.
Exactly. And what they're talking about there is what we call fugitive methane that escapes without being containerized and utilized. In other words, if you have a large lagoon of waste, the methane will escape directly to the atmosphere, and it is 30 times more of a greenhouse gas than CO2.
So how would we take it, this poop, and actually make it into usable methane? Are there things called methane digesters?
That's correct. A methane digester is just a contraption that you place waste into with an inoculum of microorganisms. You seal it up, you remove the air from it, and the microbes, called methanogens, start generating methane and CO2. The methane and CO2 can be captured. It's simply a gas, and it can be burnt directly after it's been generated, or it could be purified and condensed and fed into natural gas systems.
So this would be a replacement for natural gas?
It essentially is a replacement for natural gas, and the Europeans have moved very strongly ahead on this course of action, generating methane now locally and through decentralized facilities all over, and then feeding it into the natural gas systems in the countries.
Would this work better in urban areas where people walk their dogs more often and have to clean up after them?
Well, it certainly would, and I think we're going to see the first test of it in San Francisco, where they will mandate that digestible or compostable bags be used to collect dog droppings, and that those will be taken directly to the facilities. When you have what's called a source separation program in place like that, where people must deliberately pick something up, you have a wonderful opportunity to place it directly into a facility or a digester.
I understand that food scraps can also be turned into energy. Is that through a similar process?
Food scraps can be turned into methane very readily. They have among the highest energy contents of most of the organic waste that we have looked at, and I think that's probably where we will stand to gain the most by diverting food waste from landfills, where, again, they produce fugitive methane that we are not capturing, and placing it into digesters.
Are we talking mostly about meat or fruits and vegetables as well?
Vegetables, all kinds of green material, essentially rich in carbohydrates, will generate large amounts of methane by the action of these bacteria.
And is this being done in San Francisco as well?
They are already doing that in San Francisco, and cities and facilities scattered around the country. There's so much growth that every month there's probably a new facility coming online somewhere. There's a tremendous amount of excitement in this country of this very viable technology that requires no new inventions to place it into action to generate alternative energy.
But why do you think San Francisco? Is there a big digester located in the Bay Area?
The Bay Area has a digester or several at the wastewater treatment plant already, as do many cities. And what we're finding is a lot of these digesters were oversized so that they have excess capacity. So it's quite possible that through joint operations, cities and wastewater treatment municipalities can begin to collaborate in extra energy production.
Now, do you think that something like this could catch on in New York City as well?
I don't see why it should not. It would be an excellent opportunity. And the great thing about digesters is that they are contained and sealed, so the common complaint about odor and this sort of thing that we see at waste facilities or compost facilities is avoided.
If waste reuse programs like this were put in place on a wide scale, how much waste would be diverted from landfills?
Well, probably we could take another 25% out of landfills of organic debris and be producing energy from it. And we're talking of methane in the area of maybe 4,000 cubic feet per ton of organic waste. It's a large amount of energy potential. And a study has just been released that showed if European countries did that, diverted about 25% of the organic waste to produce methane, the entire country of Germany could run just on biogas alone.
So they wouldn't have to import any natural gas?
They would not have to import any. Now, they have pointed out that naturally they won't be able to get all that material from the landfills and they won't be able to get everybody to do it. But now that the engineers and scientists are agreeing on the enormous potential, we're all looking at each other and saying, why wouldn't we do this?
I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Will Brenton, who's director of Woods End Laboratories, he's a bio-waste expert.